had a chance to get to know Sam and Chase over the last 7 weeks. What can you tell us about them? What's about them?
So far, it's been great. Working with Sam, working with Chase, we got an awesome quarterback room. A lot of, you know, really good discussions about the playbook, about life. It's been great. And then on the practice field, they've been great for me. We've had a really good relationship. So nothing but great things to say about both those guys. You know, honestly, nothing's really came and been a big surprise. I guess I love this locker room. You know, you hear as a rookie coming in, it's this business, it's all this stuff. And this locker room is full of a bunch of great dudes, you know, and it's a team atmosphere. It's a family atmosphere. And I guess that's been a real positive surprise for me. And I've enjoyed my time so far.
Mark, what were you saying earlier about just the relationship you guys have in the room? How important is that, you know, as far as kind of you guys all maximizing, you know, your abilities?
Yeah, the relationship we have with us three is huge. You know, we're not out there to get each other. You know, we're out there to make the team better. And that only uplifts the team, makes us individually better, being able to work together and not have to worry and stress out about that other stuff. And again, at the end of the day, it makes the team better.
What's the biggest difference in this offense compared to what you ran in college?
The biggest difference, there's just more. There's more stuff. There's more verbiage, more schemes, you know, a lot more detailed. But as far as just the general idea, it's pretty similar, but there's just more.
How the change in protections at the line, is it similar to what you had to do in college?
Yeah, protections here, again, there's just more. There's more involved with it. You know, in college I was changing protections, this and that, but there's just more here. But so far I felt pretty comfortable with it. And, you know, every day I'm kind of learning new and more nuances to the protections.
Has there been a play or a situation in practice where it was like, welcome to the NFL, something that indicated you were here?
I don't think so yet. You know, I think the welcome to the NFL moment will probably happen on some Sunday, sometime, but, you know, nothing in practice has really done that for me quite yet.
Of course, you have that gunslinger mentality. I think the first 11-on-11, you went deep right out of the chute in your first set against your former teammate, C.J. Smith.
Yeah.
Was that a design play? Was that supposed to go there?
If you're talking about the one I'm thinking of, it was just part of the read. You know, the safety stayed low, and so we put it over the top. And I believe if we're talking about the same one, I think we completed it. And I think it was Xavier. He made a heck of a play on it.
Right, but, I mean, was that the first option, or did you say you went through the read?
It's kind of an alert. You know, you see the safety is part of the read, and safety stayed low, and we're gonna take it over the top.
Carson, last week Frank Reich talked about the culture of to have a culture of competition here and not to necessarily assume that the starter is the starter or anything like that in May. Do you view every day here as a competition against?
You know, I think for me and for the rest of us quarterbacks, we view every day as an opportunity to get better. You know, and I think a little friendly competition within ourselves makes us better. And at the end of the day, it makes the team better. You know, if we're all pushing each other, working together, like we talked about earlier, you know, that only makes the team better. And I think that's something that we have going here that's really special.
You and Sam are both learning the offense kind of together. Chase knows that I've been in 3 years.
Yep.
But Sam had a year in a similar West Coast offense in St. Louis. Has he been able to help you a little bit in regards to that offense?
Yeah, you know, with Chase and with Sam, they've both given me some help with some nuances to the system, you know, some little things as far as some timing aspects. And, again, both have been great with helping me further understand it and take it to the next level right away.
In talking about his rookie year, Sam said this period was a blur to him, you know, in terms of learning the city, learning new teammates. How's it been for you in that regard?
So far it's been great. You know, like I mentioned earlier, I enjoy the teammates, enjoy the locker room, enjoy this time. You know, this rookie year only happens once. Learning this offense as a rookie, it only happens once. And I've enjoyed the heck out of it. It's been great to be around the coaching staff. They're top-notch guys, learning a lot of ball, and I love it. So it's been fun.
Have you moved yet? Like, are you a Philly guy yet?
It's starting to sink in. It's starting to sink in that this is home. And, again, I'm feeling more comfortable. I still got to have a little more free time to go out and enjoy and see some of the things. But, you know, I'm feeling comfortable here.
His brother coming out, how's that helped?
He'll be here later. But, you know, I think that'll help me quite a bit to have someone family-wise to support and, you know, to help me with some off-the-field things, some family things. And it'll be big for me.
So what's the biggest thing that you have to adapt to on the field? We know it's a new city, but on the field, what's the biggest thing you have to adapt to?
Just the speed of the game. You know, I've thought that from day one back, you know, the pre-draft process, and it's evident out there. You know, everything happens faster, windows are tighter, safeties are cutting off things so much quicker. But, you know, everything happens faster, but, you know, I just got to keep speeding up my process as well, and I think good things will happen.
What's Frank like right now?
Coach Reich's awesome. You know, him and Coach DeFilippo and Coach Peterson, they all get it. They all understand the quarterback position, the details to the position, the mechanics, you know, everything about it. And I've just had a really good relationship with those guys, and I'm looking forward to a long relationship with them.
What do you know of Reich's history as a quarterback in this league?
What do I know?
Yeah, what do you know?
I mean, I know he was a long-time backup, didn't start a ton, but around a lot of good players, both as a backup and then as a coach as well. And I know he's taking what he's learned at every spot and really trying to help me and help Sam and help Chase, you know, just continue to grow and progress ourselves. He's been great. He's very structured. He's very detail-oriented and very structured, and that's been big for me, you know, helped me keep my reads, like, and just be very detailed with his work, and that's helped me, and I'll continue to kind of approach my preparation the same way he kind of does. So that's been good.
And now, from what Doug said, the reps are split up evenly among ones, twos, threes. Is that what you expected coming in?
You know, I wasn't really sure. You know, I obviously haven't been a three for a long time in that regard. But, you know, I love it. It's been good to get the reps, and I'm pretty much splitting them. So that's been fun. And, yeah, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's been good.
Right, thanks,
guys. Thanks, guys.